same. Weathered wood, hid kids and wives and lives that never changed. It belonged to the Delaware and Hudson, every bit of iron-rich ground. And a pile of sand, big and blue, grew out back of town. 6 days went to the company, one to the man above. But the town lived for the afternoon that was given to the ball and glove. Around the horn, a can of corn, a ground ball will get you too. A life of iron and diamonds was all the miners knew.
Seven of the 12 tracks on Iron and Diamonds, including that title song, are Gibson Brothers originals. The others come from writers including Roger Miller, Julie Miller, and Tom Petty. The cover songs the Gibsons recorded for Iron and Diamonds fit in with their originals so well that you might be surprised to learn it was Steve Earle who wrote The Other Side of Town, not Eric or Lee Gibson.
So if you've found someone who won't never let you down, hurry home before the sun goes down. And no matter what you do, don't let night fall like a shroud and catch you on the other side of town. On the other side of town, where the sun don't ever shine, everybody walks around with a shadow across their minds. When that midnight train goes by and they hear that lonesome sound, they just hang their heads and cry on the other side of town. They just hang their heads and cry on the other side of town.
On the surface, Eric and Lee Gibson seem unlikely candidates for bluegrass stardom. The brothers were raised not in Kentucky or Virginia, but on a family dairy farm in upstate New York, just a few kilometers from the U.S. border with Canada. Eric Gibson, who is older than his brother Lee by less than a year and a banjo player since the age of 12, puts the blame on his parents for exposing them to the music.
My mom and dad liked all kinds of music, and at various times they bought instruments but never really learned to play them, you know, but had the desire to do so. But we listened to a lot of different kinds of music, and I remember listening to bluegrass on Saturday nights. There was a local program that featured bluegrass, and then when I started playing banjo and Lee started playing guitar, well, we started being introduced to Flat and Scruggs by our instructor, and then started scoping out the local scene and hearing different local bluegrass bands, and just caught the bug for bluegrass, you know, and it gets a hold of you, and you see artists all the time that have played bluegrass when they were young and then go off and play other kinds of music. They always come back to it. It's just something that gets, once you start liking bluegrass and playing bluegrass, I think it gets a hold of you and it never lets go.
What is it, do you think, about the music that does that to people?
There's an honesty about the music, the bluegrass music that survives and through the decades. There's kind of a common thread. I don't think you have to be a rural person, although we were, to relate to that and understand a longing for home and family and things like that. And I think maybe the improvisational aspect of the music might attract a lot of other people. The fact that a mandolin player will jam out for 2 minutes in the key of B with no capo, you know, it's pretty impressive.
So, in other words, you also have to be a pretty good musician.
I think so, to play it well. Certainly, the people I respect are great musicians.
In addition to Eric and Lee, the Gibson Brothers Band includes Mike Barber on bass, Clayton Campbell on fiddle, and Rick Hayes on mandolin. The band has a full schedule of upcoming concerts, including appearances at some of the most prestigious festivals in North America. One of the sweetest sounds in bluegrass music is that of brothers singing harmony, and there's plenty of that to enjoy on the new Gibson Brothers release, Iron and Diamonds. I'm Catherine Cole.
In another lifetime, not so long ago, I could make you happy now. sad.